Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, we have talked about it before to a small degree. Now we're going to really dive in. James Harden, the year started in a crazy manner for him. Trade demand. Russell Westbrook didn't want to play with him anymore. He didn't want to play with Westbrook anymore. He didn't want to play in Houston anymore. Comes out, drops, 44 in his first game. Just killing it the first few games.
In a fat suit.
And Houston's like, oh. Cool.
In a fat suit, don't forget that.
Right. And Houston's thinking, oh, he gonna ball like this? Then
we're good.
Just won't trade him. And so he finally says, you know what? For them to trade me, I'm gonna have to lighten up a little bit.
Act
a fool.
And so
his number goes down. Now check this out. He still averaged 24 and 11 assists, close to 11, 10 and a half assists with Houston. But he played 8 of 9 games, kind of dogged it for a few of them, even though he put up numbers. And he got traded. And since he's been in Brooklyn, he has been lighting it up. So much so, last night he goes for 30, 15, was it 15 rebounds or 15 assists? It was 30 points, 15 assists, and 14 rebounds.
Ridiculous.
His seventh triple-double.
Ridiculous.
In 22 games with
the Nets. How about this?
Nets.
The most triple-doubles for a Nets player in history?
In a season, you mean?
In a season. Right. He's already passed it, Chris.
Well, Kidd had 12 in a season.
I thought they said he only had 6.
Mm-mm.
From what I read. Okay.
12. So he will pass that in short order. But he will pass that. But yeah, so he is lighting it up so much so that Brad Daugherty, and for you youngsters, Rob, because the youngsters probably don't know, Brad Daugherty was a heck of a player.
He had a bad hairline, but he could ball out, Chris.
What they used to say, he had a three head or something?
This is true.
Head? They made fun. No, yeah, he had a low.
But his hairline.
He was never going to go bald. He didn't
his
to
hairline
that.
Almost touched his eyebrows. That's how close his hairline. Seriously, he didn't have a forehead, Chris.
Well, that's what they said. He had a three head or two
right.
head.
Right. It wasn't
like
a forehead because yeah. I'm telling you, his hairline was right above his eyebrows. It was unbelievable.
Yes. But he was a really good player. Played with Michael Jordan at North Carolina. Then went to the Cleveland Cavaliers and did damage, did work, and a back injury. I was the beat writer for the Cavaliers the year he retired.
Really?
A back injury, yeah, he had bad discs in his back and had to retire. But he was, Rob, he was probably on pace for a Hall of Fame career. He was about 29.
He was a really...
Right. For his 8 years or whatever he ended up
Some
playing.
Of the millennials probably know him, Chris, for the...
NASCAR?
For the NASCAR, you know, he's a NASCAR announcer.
Right.
Like this 7 foot tall basketball player.
Did you ever work with him at the old network?
I saw him in the halls, but I never worked. I never
worked
was on
with
set
him
with
several
him.
Shows. Good guy, really, a lot of fun. Good guy, and but anyway, he's talking basketball somewhere, and here's what he said about James Harden.
I take back anything bad or negative I said about James Harden. James Harden.
What? No. You can still say it. You can
James
still say
it. James Harden is the best player in the NBA. He may be the best offensive player I've ever seen. I'm telling you. He is at a whole – I now know the playoff stuff and all that. He is – it's unbelievable. His numbers are gotten so easily – And I was watching the game, and I was thinking back to watching him with Houston when he was kind of going at about 65-70% and still scoring 30. I'm telling you, man, this guy is unbelievable. And I think he is absolutely the best player in the NBA.
Mm. Those are huge words. It, for several reasons, Rob. Number one, he called him the best player in the world. Number two, this is a guy that faced Michael Jordan many times, played with Michael Jordan at North Carolina, and faced him several times
right.
in the NBA. And let me say this to all those out there, because there's a lot of people, Rob, probably aren't even watching some of the games, and they're just looking in the box score. And Kyrie's playing tremendously. But if you just look at the numbers, you might say, well, Kyrie's playing better. He's the leading scorer. You know, with Durant.
Nah, James is doing everything.
Harden is, Rob, he is looking like one of the best point guards we've ever seen.
I totally, Chris, because you know I've been focused in on that Brooklyn team. Every chance I get a chance to watch them, I do. And I'm always, you know, trying to see how it fits, you know, even without Durant. And Harden has been tremendous. I'm telling you. I don't even recognize this guy from the guy who played in Houston. And I'm dead serious. I do.
I remember him at OKC, and he showed playmaking ability, unselfishness, all great passing skills. And he showed him in Houston at the time. Remember, he led the league in assists
My vision of him is just taking these threes and, you know, right. drawing the fouls and just like a holding on to the ball, dribble, 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 dribble,
right.
dribble, dribble, put up a three. That's not where he is, Chris. And if you're the Nets organization, ownership, coaching staff, you are ecstatic. Are you kidding that a guy of that caliber could come, join in, and do what they've been doing? Which is they've lost one game. They lost a game where only Harden played, right? What was that game? They just got blown up.
They've won 10 of their last 11 9 of their last 10.
Something like that.
That's 16-6 in his 22 games with the Nets. And remember, a lot of that is without Durant.
Those three have only played seven games, Kyrie. Chris.
Yeah.
Those three have only played seven games.
So It is phenomenal what he's doing. I think, Rob, and I'm an MVP voter, he's right there. I think LeBron, Harden, and Joel Embiid, not in that order, but those are the three front runners. I don't know in order at this point. I mean, you don't need one at this point of the season.
But he's in the conversation. He's in the conversation. And you know what? You said it. I think he's still below because of what Harden is doing. But you mentioned it before. Kyrie's balling out. He's been, Chris, since he came back. I know he's missed a couple games.
I think he's playing just like he did before he left.
But he's playing
he's been great the whole season when he's there.
No, right, no doubt. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, when at first coming back, people were wondering where his head would be after the layoff or whatever. He's just picked up, you're right, where he left off. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, and the question now, and I was on First Things First this morning debating with Nick Wright. Nick Wright wants to believe he feels like Harden is basically disqualified for MVP because of, what, the 4 or 5 games he dogged it in Houston. And I get it if it's nip and tuck and close, that could be something, you know, you hold against him. Well, this guy played all 82 hard, whatever. But to think that that disqualifies him, I'm sorry, it doesn't. It was like 4 or 5 games. It wasn't a quarter of the season. It certainly wasn't half of the season. And if the Nets continue to play at this pace, Rob, continue to decimate the other elite teams in the league, and he continues to be the key. And he's the key because his unselfishness, Rob, him going there, immediately taking the third most amount of shots behind Kyrie and KD. He set a tone, and then playing point guard, not playing two. He set a tone of unselfishness, and you're watching them. They all make the extra pass.
All of them.
And now role players are touching the rock. I mean, heck, last night this dude named Nick Claxton, who I have no idea. I know. Somebody named Nicholas Claxton dropped like 21 or 19 or something.
But
everybody's getting open looks.
They get open looks, and they're getting the ball. Chris, they're open. The ball is coming their way. That's what I'm saying. If you're the coaching staff and you're Steve Nash and those guys, you got to be like, dude, I'm loving this. You got to be loving it because you just mentioned it. All kinds of guys, Harris, all these guys are coming up with big games. It ain't just those two or three. And Durant's been out, hasn't missed a beat. When that guy comes back after the All-Star break, there'll be a few nights when they don't play well and they lose. But they're not going to lose that often, Chris. I don't think they will.
And that's the thing. Both you and I are like, look, if they run through the second half of the season, really put a ton of distance between themselves and whoever's second place in the East, it's going to be hard to hold the MVP trophy away from James Harden. And we'll see. Like I said, I think LeBron's still very much in the hunt. Joel Embiid, and we'll see if anybody else jumps up. There's 35 games or so left. But right now, that dude is very much in the conversation.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A story, you know, we see this happen every so often. It is the NFL, right? And a year after signing Kyle Van Noy, who was a team captain, all right? Two-time Super Bowl champion. He won his rings in New England. They signed him in Miami to a four-year, $51 million deal, Rob. $30 million of it supposedly guaranteed. And then after one season last year, they cut him. So he got his $12.5 million salary. Now, he did have $15 million guaranteed. So, but that's it. He doesn't get the rest of that guaranteed money because he had to be on the roster to get it. The rest of that contract is gone kaput. And when he thought he had 4 years of security, and it turned into one, and now he's a free agent. We'll see if he's able to make that up. He had a solid year. Not a great year, but a solid year. Good year. We'll see if he makes it up, Rob. But that's life in the NFL. And that's why a lot of these NFL players envy the baseball and basketball players.
No doubt.
They get their money.
You know, every nickel.
When you see in the baseball and basketball, yes, that it was a $100 million, $200 million, $400 million contract, it is. In football, you better do your research. You better read the fine print because oftentimes it might be a quarter of that. It really, Rob, is only the bonus money that you're assured of getting, and I guess maybe that first year.
That's all it is, Chris. It's but this is why the players have to fight to get guaranteed. I'd rather have a real contract, Chris, that's only 2 or 3 years, but it's guaranteed money. Do you know what I mean? Like, he signed a 4-year deal. I'd rather have a 2-year deal with guaranteed money for both years rather than some phony deal that they can get out at any point.
You might only have a 2-year deal as it is.
Right.
Yeah, I look, when I've talked, I don't know what your conversations have been like, but when I've talked to, you know, guys either in the NFL or who used to be in the NFL about this, and I'm like, y'all need to get guaranteed deals. You know, you get some pushback, and I'm talking about, you know, guys that were in the union and all that, you know.
Well, a lot of them have their feelings hurt because they get ripped on all the time about the union and how weak it is, Chris, and the health benefits, guaranteed contracts.
Right. But they also bring up that they, and I'm not making an excuse, I'm just telling what they say, that they do, you know, you got 53 men in football, whereas in, you know, baseball, you got half of that, not even. Basketball, you got, you know, even less. You got 12, 15 guys on the roster. So that's why they say it's hard to guarantee. But I would say this, Rob, if that's the case, then there should be something where if you're a starter for a certain number of years or you make an all-pro team or a Pro Bowl once or twice, whatever, you should be eligible for a guaranteed contract. Because I get it. If they can't give it to the 47th man on the team, okay. But there should be steps, levels, where if you've proven yourself as a guy who's going to have a substantial career, a long career, you know, then you should be able to get a guaranteed deal. Because as you said, this is nothing.
See, this is where I think those guys have been brainwashed and have been taken advantage of and manipulated by the owners. Chris, the NFL, all they do is print money and brag about how much money the league makes. So this whole notion that they can't guarantee the 47th man's contract, who's only making $1 million, is nonsense. And here's the other part, that then you shouldn't carry that many players if you can't guarantee them a contract, and you shouldn't guarantee.
It's a sport where you need guys.
I mean, I know, but everybody needs to be. Everybody else is guaranteed. The coaches, contracts, guarantee everybody, but these players. It's just not right, and the players have to be willing to fight for it because why? Baseball, Chris. You know, it's not just a 25-man roster, a 27-man roster. They have 20 minor league teams. They're not making millions of dollars, but the expenses, all the other stuff that goes with it, do you know what I mean?
Right.
So they're footing the bill. You can't tell me that the NFL, which has no overhead, Chris, for minor leagues, no overhead. They have none. That they can't do it if they want to. They can do it. I don't know why players buy into this whole, well, you know, baseball only got 25 guys. We got 47, so we can't. No! But you got to be willing to fight for it.
Right.
And that's what they haven't been able to do. They're ready to fight over practice days, but not health care, Chris, and not guaranteed contracts. Their next union deal, it better have those two at the top of the list. I'm dead serious.
You know, I think you and I have had conversations with some guys at the same time. And, yes, you know, they have all these reasons why it can't happen or whatever.
Right.
But I agree with you. You need some security. So at least for those years, you know that you are getting that money. It's as simple as that. And here's another aspect of it, Rob. This is why. And I respect contracts. I mean, we have contracts, you know, with Fox. But this is why I'm not mad at a Deshaun Watson. Now, I think he doesn't have leverage, although I think eventually I think he's going to get what he wants, which is a trade. But this is why I'm not mad at him. Because the owners are breaking contracts left and right. And so if he wants to do it, then so be it. You know, they don't have to explain why they want to break. Are they explaining why they're cutting Kyle Van Noy or a salary cap? It helps them save money. You know, but they don't have to give any extended explanation.
But, Chris, that's the system that the – why would players – this is my only issue, okay, for those union guys who always push back on us when we talk about how bad it is, Chris. Just answer me this. What contract do you sign where only ownership has a right to let you go at any point?
Right.
But if you have a better year, Chris, than what your contract is, you can't go, oh, no, I'm out of this. I want to opt out and go somewhere else where I can make more money. It's one-sided.
Right.
Right? Why would you allow them to get – you signed me to a four-year deal. Why are you allowed to get out – or they'll say, well, you know, you can come back, Big Ben, but you got to take a pay cut. No, I signed a deal. Why do I have to – when I had my great year, right, Chris, I couldn't get a raise? No, I already signed for that money. That's what tell you.
In Big Ben's case, if a player is willing – because, look, they have a salary cap. Now, if you want to get rid of the salary cap, that's a whole other thing. But I don't mind Big Ben. He's going to get his money. If he wants to spread it out so that they can sign other guys, I'm fine with that as long as he's fine with it. But – and you are right in that, I mean, with Fox, we got a contract.
Right.
And whatever our contract says, we are going to get that money. And you're right. It's not like, oh, they have the power to just fire us and get rid of our contract. No,
they can fire us, but they got to pay us.
Right. And it should be the same thing with these players. And I agree with you. I don't know, man. I think the owners play on these players' feeling of financial insecurity. Like, we're so thankful. We're so grateful. I got a $10 million bonus, which, you know, yep, that's nothing to sneeze at. But the owners know they just going to take what they got because it's so much better than what they had growing up or whatever the case.
No, 100%. And that's also, Chris, the problem, I think, is that it's hard for people to stand up to these guys when you sound ridiculous or your family or whatever. They say, what are you, crazy? What do you mean you're turning down $4 million? Right. Do you know what I mean? No, but I'm worth $8 million. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you would have a hard time convincing your family that you're turning down $4 million. But that's not how it goes. That's why the union, it has to be a union thing to make people feel like, no. Just like with baseball, Chris, remember when A-Rod wanted to take the pay cut to go to the Red Sox? The union wouldn't let him.
Right.
They were like, you can't do it. It's not just about you. You'll be hurting all the players if we allow you to take a pay cut. That's what the NFL's missing.
Yeah, you're right, too, because the union, unless you're a superstar, it's hard for one player to do it.
You can't
do
it.
Stand up, right, because they can, you know, they can replace an average player. But that's why the union has to do it when it's time for collective bargaining. Because these dudes want to – Rob, we didn't discuss this again because we've discussed it ad nauseum in the past. But they're going to play 17 games next year.
Right.
And the players are like, oh, it's extra money for us. Okay, fine. Why don't you get the extra money guaranteed?
Instead of having to
play another game. Because in football, every time you step out on that field – you risk your career being over.
100%. And if the average career is 3.5 years, 4 years, Chris, why can't those 4 years be guaranteed? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like you should have a minimum of 4 years guaranteed that I'm going to give my body, I'm going to give my all, I might tear my ACL, my knee up, and never play again, but I got a 4-year contract, and they're going to take care of me. Do you... Why is that outrageous? Is that outrageous?
Not at all. I think, Rob, that's why Dak Prescott is holding out so firm. And I got to give him credit. I mean, that dude is holding out. And he's now report today that he wants right below Patrick Mahomes' money. So he wants more than Deshaun Watson. He know good and well he ain't better than Deshaun Watson. But he is holding out for more. He wants to be the second highest paid quarterback in the league. And I think he's looking at it like, I was a fourth-round draft pick, so you know they were getting me on the cheap.
No, I get
it. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting every penny. Now, it'll be interesting to see how this works out because, Rob, if he goes somewhere that's not Dallas and he's just a good quarterback, not great, oh, all this Dak Prescott attention he's gotten in, maybe that doesn't mean anything to him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Rob, he is one of the most talked about quarterbacks in the league. And it's because there is a value in being in Dallas.
Well, because that's that Cowboys thing we talk about all the time. Right. 3 playoff wins in 25 years, but they get 60% of the coverage. You know what I mean?
Right.
They do.
Right. And they're, you know, so it's going to be interesting because if they were able to pull off the trade for Seattle, with Seattle to get Russell Wilson to Dallas, and Seattle wasn't as good with Dak, like, he could really disappear from the public consciousness, so to speak. But, hey, maybe he'd have his money, so... It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But I do think that's a factor, Rob, in him standing up and good for him.
Only thing is, he almost, Chris, imagine that injury could have been worse.
Right.
And he maybe never would have played again. I mean, he took a big chance to go out there. And that is, it's like when Isaiah Thomas went out there and played for the Celtics during the playoffs, Chris, not fully healthy. Remember, he finished in MVP voting.
He was
$100 million contract lost. Okay,
and I think the next year he played for like $2 million.
Yep.
I mean, man, that Rob.
Can you imagine how sick you would be? How sick would you be, Chris?
Oh my gosh! That think about because yeah, okay, he's making a few million here and there, which you know
that ain't $100 million. That ain't like lifetime
million. Is lifetime and next lifetime,
right?
You know, for your kids, it's all changed with the millions he's made. I don't know what he's made, but it ain't $100 million. It's a whole different story for him. So you're right. And the team, the Celtics feel bad for him. No, they moved right on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob G, hip us to what's going on down at the University of Texas.
Well, there's a lot going on at University of Texas, Chris. So it all kind of goes back to this past summer with a lot of the civil unrest going around across the country. And it became pretty clear down in Austin that the players had a big issue with their alma mater, which is the Eyes of Texas, that has some racially insensitive undertones. They were very upset about it, and it kind of boiled over after one game where Texas lost, and the only player who was still on the field to sing the alma mater was their quarterback.
Who's white.
Who's white, yes. And and apparently, according to reports, he wasn't there to sing. He was there to talk to a coach, and he just kind of got caught there, so he got stuck.
And it was a team rule, right, that
correct.
They would be out on the field after the game singing this song. Let me give you a little background on that song. It was
Please,
because
I know
quote.
It can't be good.
Right. It was based on a quote from Robert E. Lee, who talked about the eyes of the South. That was one of his favorite quotes. And Robert E. Lee was, of course, a conservative general who,
a Confederate
fought to maintain slavery.
Right.
And so he talked about, you know, eyes of the South. And one of the guys who was, you know, at the University of Texas, an influential person there used it as the Eyes of Texas. But what happened, Rob, was some of the students wrote a song for, like, they wanted to write a fight song, so to speak, for the school. And they wrote one called The Eyes of Texas, kind of based on that quote from Robert E. Lee. And here's the really racist part. Is that they first performed it at the University of Texas at a minstrel show. And this is minstrel
and
shows,
explain
of course,
to, explain
when
whites, to people who don't
right,
know what a minstrel
when
show.
When whites dressed up in
blackface.
Like African Americans, they put blackface on, so they paint their faces black. And this is during the 19th century and early 20th century. And they would perform like black people. But they would, you know, so they would look, basically act like they're black, but they weren't. And the songs were very degrading. They highlighted and trafficked in black stereotypes of ignorance and, you know, oversexed.
What they would call step and fetch it. You remember the kind of.
And here's the thing, Robin, you know this, but maybe some of our listeners don't. This was the most popular form of music in America. And popular form of entertainment, like these shows. It was like hip-hop. That's why some people refer to, you know, some forms of hip-hop as minstrel shows, because they stereotype blacks and stuff like that in negative ways. So That's what the minstrel show was. But this song for early on was performed at minstrel shows at the University of Texas. And that is where the racism, you know, the more than undertones are there. And so that's why the black athletes, once they discovered all this, they didn't want to stand for it, sing it, anything like that.
Correct. And then it got really bad. The Texas Tribune, I think is the newspaper, published a series of emails that the school president had been receiving from donors and alums having a big issue with the players not singing the song. And I'm going to read you just a few of them so you get a context of
these
what kind
from
of...
From the
donors.
Alumni.
Texas okay, donors at the University of Texas. One guy put his name on it, Larry Wilkinson. Less than 6% of our current student body is black. The tail cannot be allowed to wag the dog, and the dog must instead stand up for what is right. Nothing forces those students to attend UT Austin. Encourage them to select an alternate school now. Here's another one. From, again, a retired judge this time, Stephen Arnold. UT needs rich donors who love the eyes of Texas more than they need one crop of irresponsible and uninformed students or faculty who won't do what they are paid to do. Here's another one. This is what I think.
That's the judge you want to be in front of. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that guy having an effect on your life, Chris, being in front of him?
Right.
And here's one more.
Scary.
This is one. It's anonymous.
And it's not fiction, Rob.
Right. Here's one that's anonymous, and for good reason. I think this is the worst one. It's time for you, talking to the president, to put the foot down and make it perfectly clear that the heritage of Texas will not be lost. It's sad that it's offending blacks. As I said before, the blacks are free, and it's time for them to move on to another state where everything is in their favor.
Unbelievable.
All right, look, I say this to all of those donors, and I say this to all the black athletes on scholarship at Texas, because here's the deal, Rob. If you are good enough to play football at the University of Texas on a scholarship, or basketball at the University of Texas, or baseball at the University of Texas, guess what? You got plenty of offers elsewhere. Am I right?
No doubt.
Plenty of other schools.
There's plenty of big time schools, Chris.
Right.
Where you can go.
You're a great athlete, so you've got other offers. And so here's what I say: take the advice of these donors and go elsewhere. Leave the University of Texas. Don't play for them. And let's see how long they even last in Division One. They'll be Division Three in 5 years. I'm and serious.
Maybe their
size would keep them at Division One, but that's about it. They will get pummeled. And let's see how you like it then, all these alums. And let me just say this, Rob, before I hand it to you. Your tradition is not more important than human lives. Human beings. These black people aren't just, oh, this is offensive. No. That tradition led to death. That tradition led to poverty and discrimination and oppression and all of that. That's what some people don't seem to understand.
And all they care about is so they can go out, enjoy their Saturday afternoon, drink their beer, and have black people perform for them. That's all they care about. They don't care about the players. And let me tell you something. As much as I despise some of these alum and these people who think that, you got to stand up and sing their song, otherwise you're doing a school a disservice and all that other stuff, I just think these people are so misguided. They really are. But I also blame the black athletes, Chris, and I'm going to say it. Why are you going somewhere, playing somewhere where they don't care about you? Seriously. I'm dead serious. Where they don't care about you. They care about your ability to play ball and to give their school name recognition around the country so that people can feel good about Texas or, Ole Miss or some of these schools, Alabama or some of these schools. But I couldn't do it, Chris. I'm telling you I couldn't do it. I don't care what kind of athlete. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to go play football at a place that doesn't care about me, doesn't care about my people, doesn't care about my well-being. And the only thing that matters to them is what they want. And that's where these players are in this situation.
Well, I think there's a few things. One, I think a lot of the athletes don't know. Like, I'm sure, Rob, that when a lot of these athletes went to Texas or even saw, you know, this tradition or even participated in it, they didn't know. You know what I mean? They didn't know the background of it. They're just singing it like it's a song, you know? And that's one. And I also think, look, let's not act like it was only the South that was racist. I mean, the North didn't have slavery as long as the South, but it benefited from the slave trade. Make no mistake about it. Because Northern industries were selling and manufacturing and buying goods, you know, trading with the South that were, you know, stuff that was necessary for slavery. And so the North can't claim innocence in all of this stuff because most of the Ivy League schools, most colleges in America that were founded before the Civil War benefited from slavery. So it's not just Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, all that. Yeah, it was worse, obviously, in the South. But I could really go there about many schools. I mean, heck, most of the Ivy League schools have already admitted that they benefited from slavery. They haven't really done anything about it. They've just admitted it. A few have done little minor things. But so I think that it's just the history of this country. Some of that's unavoidable. But now, Rob, brothers do know. And I think they need to step up now. And like I said, all right, you saying you don't want us? You're not going to listen to us? You're going to disrespect us? You want us to go with along with these traditions that are disrespectful to my race and ethnicity of people? Come on, I'm out of here. And then let's see how things go at the University of Texas for their athletic programs. I bet that'll be a lot of fun when you're getting demolished by 70 points every Saturday.
It's just ugly. I just can't get over, like, the songs and just like we don't care what it says, just sing our songs, you know what I mean, Chris? Like, like the gall of it, it's just ugly. It doesn't feel good. I just wouldn't participate. And you know what, my right as an American citizen not to stand for the national anthem, not to salute the flag, those are all the things that I'm guaranteed. Why should a university football song supersede my rights as an American citizen? Says right. Who, Chris?
Right.
Says who?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.